everybody. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 31. Gosh dang it.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you for listening for all 31 of these episodes. It's
been a journey.
Yeah, but not like the good kind of journey, like the band. Like the bad kind of journey, where you die, like in...
We're like starting in, off like that.
Like in the Odyssey? What is it?
Homo's the Odyssey.
Yeah, Homo's the Odyssey. It's a very good classic work written by...
Charles Dickens. Dickens.
Dixons.
Chuck Richard Nixon.
So if you are
just tuning in for the first time, this is a show where Chad Hoy, that's your boy.
Yes.
And I'm Cameron Weaver, and we talk about, whatever the heck we want to. It's a lot of fun. It's gonna, we make some jokes, we laugh a little bit about it, and then we usually say something real flirty to each other at least 6 times. So thanks for tuning in today.
Yeah, I would say this is kind of like the Seinfeld of podcasts, where...
Well, that's pretty high praise. Well,
we're not as good.
We're not that funny.
But it's the same style. God, I'm hammered. It's like the same...
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm drunk. It's like the same style as Seinfeld, but... like where we don't talk about anything, but you still come back because it is it's a little funny.
And I'm pretty sure one of our segment intros, like music, sounded really close to Seinfeld. There was one that was like,
yeah, that's really similar. It's not.
So yeah, guys, welcome to the Dad Podcast. Thanks so much. We've got. Band or Porno is on its way later in this episode. Chad, I have the next 3 weeks of Band and Porno planned out because it's one of my favorite segments we do on this show. We'll get to it later, but I'm real excited about those names. Chad, how was your week, buddy?
How was my week?
How the heck was it?
It was very similar to every other week of being an adult. I went to work and I came home. I did not go to the gym this week because I am just tired of going to the gym, basically.
Dude, I haven't been in a long time since Easter.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. No, that's a week.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
It's, I hate going after, and I, like, really value my free time.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I get home at, like, 8, and then I'm like, well, I got to go to bed at 11, so I guess I'll... cook dinner, and that takes an hour, and then I play Rocket League for 2 hours, and I go to bed.
Good morning!
So I'm trying to go, like, in the morning?
Yeah.
Before work? But that means I have to wake up really early.
And who the Not heck a... wants to do that?
No one.
Not this boy.
That I know. Yeah, I would have to get there at, like, 6, and I'm like, nah.
I'll figure it out. That's an exciting week. Thanks for the content.
Well, I did. Okay.
I did do some cocaine over the week. You forgot to mention that.
No, I did. I talked to PTG this week.
Oh, shoot.
But it was kind of just a closure thing. It was nice.
Oh, wait. Good... Is this the text that you sent me?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that? Do you want to? Because it was fucking savage.
Yeah, so she texted me and asked me about my music because I tweeted about it. And she was like, have you written more songs about me? And I was like, I mean, yeah, because I'm an artist. Like, that's like what I do. That's how I deal with stuff, is I write songs. She's like, I want to hear them. And I was like, no, probably not. And she's like, please, 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 please. And I was like, you can buy them when they're out. Like, you'll listen to them eventually, you know.
Yeah.
And then she said something else, and I was like, doesn't it, like, it must suck to not get what you want, right? Especially when someone makes it seem like you're going to get what you want, and then they just pull the rug out from under you. Doesn't that suck? Mm-hmm. Never had that feeling, LOL. Yeah, so.
Drop the mic, walk away.
Also, I lied. I'm not drunk. But I did have a few shots of Buffalo Trace before the show.
Sounds delicious. What's that?
Buffalo. It's whiskey. Buffalo Trace.
Oh, I thought it was a souse.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce.
How do you say that?
I have no freaking idea. I've been just faking my way through it for about 6 years now.
Okay. All right. Tight. Yeah. Friday night, yesterday I recorded vocals for the EP.
Let's talk about this, baby. So for those of you who are new here, Chad and I both do music, and Chad has an EP coming out soon that he crowdfunded, and it's people are demanding it. They've got their pitchforks and torches ready, but Chad, tell us how that update's coming along.
So I actually Anderson sent me the bounces for like the new vocals already.
Anderson Cooper.
So like, yeah, my producer.
Yeah.
He sent me like they're not like finalized yet, but he just like, cause they're recording electric on Monday tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. So like early electric, whatever, same thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. So like, I just went there. I got there at like 2:00. And then,
excuse me, sorry.
We recorded for like 3.5 hours.
Nice.
And got it done, all of them. So sick. I'm done with vocals.
That's legit, dude. I love vocal day. How did you enjoy it? Or
it was it was cumbersome.
It's a lot, dude. You gotta you have to do the same parts over and over and over again until you get them like the way you want them, and then salvageable in parts that you can't, like, I mean, that are harder to sing. You don't want to kill your voice on some of these things. So like, yeah, it is a weird process, but it takes a while.
Yeah. So it was just like, my voice was like going near the end of it, but for one of the songs, I actually like hadn't written the bridge yet.
Oh.
And I forgot when I was there, and I was like, oh shit. And I told him, and he's like, we can just do an instrumental. But then it just kind of like fell into my lap, and I just like, it's like my favorite song now.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, the bridge is gonna, it's very emo.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing's kind of emo, really, like, you know, but
I know it's been taking a while, but that's the nice thing about it, is that you've written different songs that you wouldn't have had when that EP was going to come out.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good reason that everything happened now, because you have a different couple of songs that are going to be on this one. And if you've done the one that if you've done the ones that you've sent me, like, I'm really pumped about it. How many songs are going to be on the EP, my dude?
So 4. And then there's that, that one I wrote for PTG.
Yes.
The one time. That's, we're releasing that like in a couple weeks. So that'll be out.
As like a, it's coming, just, that's I
like,
promise.
You're it's like an, coming. It's like a single kind of, but it's just, that one's not full band, but it's still, I mean, it's pretty cool.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
So it's coming, everybody. It's going to happen. Chatty Daddy, be sure to look for it. Dude, I'm pumped for you. That's really exciting. So you had a good week.
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, other than work. I interviewed on Monday. I had that phone interview.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I did more than I thought.
Yeah. On Monday,
I got to write shit down, man. On Monday, I had that phone interview with a job in Austin. ATX. And it went well, and it went so well that she was like, well, let's do another interview like via Skype. So Wednesday I left work like a half hour early, cause they're an hour behind. So like,
yeah,
I got here, around like 5:15, then at 5:30 we did like a web interview.
Nice. How'd that go?
And that seemed to go really well. So I think, I mean, I don't know. She said she'll let me know like this coming week. So,
dude, that's crazy, man.
I could be a Texas boy.
You could potentially be a Texas boy.
And because I have Tinder Plus, I've already been in Austin on Tinder.
And soon you'll be in... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Maybe you can find a PTTG, a polyamorous Texas Tinder girl.
That'd be tight.
Would it?
Actually, I would hate that.
I feel like it'd be a little loose, to be honest. Okay, stop it.
Oh, my
God. Come, you can't.
Also, it's a myth. It's a myth, for the record.
Yeah. Like blue anyway, balls.
Anyway, doesn't matter. No, blue balls are not a myth.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, what'd you do this week?
Well, you know what I did this week, Chad? I had a great time watching my Nashville Predators sweep the Chicago Blackhawks in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Guys, 4-0. Outscored them 14-3 goals. Came back in the third game down 2-0. Scored two in the third period. And overtime, we put it away. My brother and I watched both of these games. We stayed up, and we each split a case of Mick Ulti. So we were lit. And it was
that's just Michelob Ultra for everyone out there.
Yeah. For those of you who don't call it Mick Ulti, like the rest of the world doesn't call it Mick Ulti.
Yeah.
But it was just a really cool bonding experience with my brother. We got super hammered and watched hockey. It was a blast, man. They're just that's such a fun team, the Nashville Predators. And
yeah, we'll see what they do next round.
Yeah, we'll see. We're playing the Blues, and I think we can beat them.
Well, I mean, if you beat the Blackhawks, man.
I'm not worried about the Blues. I'm worried about the frickin' Capitals eventually.
About these boys. About the Pens, baby.
Pens, baby. Hey, they've been looking really good.
Yeah, they have. They're on in the next round as well.
Yeah. I love hockey so much. Like, I always have. But moving to Nashville, like, it's a hockey town.
Well, it's not a football town.
It's definitely not a football town.
The Titans are very bad. So. Yeah.
And then my parents were in town this weekend. Well, my mom and my stepdad. And I ate at a place called Famous Dave's Barbecue last night. And I'm still full from that. Oh, baby. I had chicken sandwich with a sauce called the Devil's Spit.
Ew.
No, it was delicious as hell, man. And then I had banana pudding for dessert.
Yum.
So I ordered banana pudding thinking, you know what? It's probably just going to come a little cup, a little saucer.
No.
No, it was a fishbowl.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
A real fishbowl?
Well, like, I mean, like a 32-ounce cup. A fishbowl.
Of pudding.
Of pudding with whipped cream that was stacked high as the pudding went deep. So it was just this mountain of delicious banana and vanilla wafer goodness. No. And I want to die. I couldn't eat it all. But like, I'm like, I got to go back to the gym. This banana pudding just made me really sad.
Yeah. I feel like I've been getting fatter in like the 3 weeks that I haven't been to the gym really.
Yeah, man.
And I just, I don't know. You just feel fat. Yeah. You just don't. Yeah.
I mean, we are keeping that dad bod brand.
I'm scared to go. I'm scared to go to the gym and weigh myself. I think that's why I haven't been.
Dude, we have a scale here at home, and I haven't touched it because I'm like, oh, I know it's going to tell me something I don't want to know.
I was down to like 335 like earlier in the year. Dang. From 360-ish like up in there, so almost 30 pounds. And I'm just going to – I know I'm going to go there, and it's going to be like 350, and I'm going to be like, shit,
yeah,
all my hard work.
Well, I came home last night, and I was laying in bed, like, almost immediately after dinner, which is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm laying on my right side, and I roll over to my left side, and I am, like, gasping for air, and I'm out of breath. And I'm like, gosh dang it. Why did I do this to myself?
Yeah, that is the worst.
The worst. I was like, I'm a pathetic piece of garbage person.
Yeah, we're both fat, and we just keep doing it to ourselves, man. It's just, man.
I just fucking love banana pudding.
I like have been, it's been, I've been so bad with money because I keep going out to eat instead of just cooking at home. And I'm like, if I would just cook, I would save so much money. But it's, I'm just lazy. I'm just being a lazy piece of shit this month, man. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to cook. It takes time and I don't want to go to the gym. I just want to play Rocket League and I just want to sit at home.
Well, I've been playing Mass Effect, Zelda Hell Breath of the Wild, and like I don't want to leave because I want to put more hours into these games, and they're so fun.
Oh my god.
It's so bad. Like
I understand though.
It's been a while since I've had time to just sit down and play a video game like that and really invest time. Yeah. And these games are like the perfect like time holes. Like you start them and you can't get anything done unless you play for a couple hours at a time. And like I'm dying. They're so fun, but I'm like I didn't go to the gym today. I'm still playing Mass Effect and I'm still just putting mass on.
You're about to get the mass ass effect.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get a big butt from sitting on it, playing games all gosh dang time.
Guys, Paramore released a new single for their upcoming fifth album. It's been 4 years since they put out a new record, and I listened to it over 100 times within 48 hours.
You did not.
I'm super excited about it. Yes, I did.
How long is it?
It's 3 minutes. So that's like literally
300 minutes.
Yeah, 300 minutes. That's
like 5 hours.
5 hours of my life has been spent listening to Hard Times by Paramore. I'm so excited.
5 hours out of 48 hours.
Yeah.
And you probably slept for like 16 of those.
Maybe.
You know?
I kept listening to it. I haven't slept much. I've not been sleeping well, probably because I've been eating like shit.
That is, man. It affects you.
It does.
If you eat bad, you feel bad.
Eat bad, feel bad, look bad, dad bod.
Bad bod.
Bad boy. Oh, I'm such a bad boy.
Bad boy Chad Hoy.
This is your bad boy Chad Hoy.
This is your bad boy Chad. Ooh, baby.
Ooh. Ooh. Speaking of bad boys, are you ready, Chad?
For some pornog?
Yeah, baby. Hell yeah.
Yes.
All right, everybody. It's time for this week's edition of Band or Porno.
You sound like the mom from Bob's Burgers.
I did. All right. I love that. I love that sweet, sweet intro music.
It's very good.
All right, Chad. So, for those of you tuning in for the first time this week, once again, welcome. Second of all, I don't know how you got here, but we appreciate it. What we do on this segment is we have a list of 15 names that are either actual porn titles or actual band names, and I'm going to feed them to Chad, and he's going to tell me what he thinks they are, and we add up his score, and it's really just as simple as that. So those of you playing along, get out your pad and your get out a pencil and a pad of paper. You can play along. All right, Chad, here we go. Are you ready for this? You think you're ready?
Jace.
We are going with the very first one. It's coming in hot. Anal bead barbers.
Wow. Okay, I gotta go. I don't want to overthink this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just say porno.
That is a band.
I fucking knew it, though. God dang.
Oh, man. Chad, you're starting off with a miss. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Beef Masters.
A band.
That's a band, my dude.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Jehovah's Waitress.
Ew. Let's go with porno.
That's a band.
Son of a bitch.
What if all of them were bands? It's like that teacher that makes a Scantron test. All the answers are B. And then you just second-guess yourself the whole time. Did we just date ourselves with Scantron? Like, do people use Scantrons? Do teenagers listen to us? How old is our demographic? Let us know in the comment section down below.
Oh, that's funny, because there's no... Okay, yeah. I think... yeah, people still definitely use Scantrons, man. It's the way of the future.
Is that the American standard?
Yeah, for sure. Maybe everywhere.
All right, number four, crack whores of America.
Porno.
That is a porno mob, dude.
Had to be. Now, also, yeah, who would want to watch that?
I don't know.
He's like, oh hell yeah, let's watch some drug-addled ladies just go at it.
Mm.
Can't wait.
It's like Girls Gone Wild, but it's Girls Gone Too Far with crack.
It's like there's like smoking fetishes, but like some people have taken the fetish too far, and they're like, no, I like my ladies to be smoking crack. While they're getting
no teeth, while they're getting sexed,
while they're getting sexed on to them.
Wait, maybe it's like crack whores of America, like crack, like butt crack.
Oh, okay. Well,
but that's just really unfortunate wordplay, because the first thing you're gonna think of is like
crack, the drug, the cocaine, and plus baking soda drug.
Yeah,
crack. Which, thanks to Ronald Reagan, has pervaded our streets and our black youth, according to Kanye West. I'm being for real, dude.
Whorehouse of Representatives.
Oh, absolutely a porno.
That is a band.
What the hell?
Oh, man, Chad, I'm so proud of these that I've found.
I'm mad.
Anal chiropractor.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And keep in mind, all of these are real one way or the other.
Yeah.
Like, these are legitimate bands and pornos.
I'm gonna have to go with... I mean, the word anal makes you want to say porno. But I'm going to go against my gut. I'm going to pull Costanza. I'm going to say it's a band.
That's a porno, my dude.
God, mother. Hugging, butt stuff, chugging.
You have 2 out of 6 correct so far. There are 9 left.
I hate this.
Get it together.
I hate this game.
Get it together. Yo Quiero Taco Smell.
Unfucking real. Porno.
It's a porno.
That's so gross.
I found that on 4 different lists today. Apparently it is a good one.
4 different lists.
All right, number 8, I believe. Lip smacking kitten lunch.
Oh my Christ. You know what? Porno.
That's a band.
Son of a bitch.
All right, I'm going to give you more of an easy one.
Okay. Sure.
Lesbian ninjas.
Dude, band. No, it's porno. Please.
Dude, it's a band.
What the fuck? That's not easy.
Yeah, what?
It's called Lesbian Ninjas. It's porno. Oh,
man, dude. You're struggling.
Yeah, it's not a good week for me.
You've got 3 out of 9.
You know, all things considered, it's a good week for me, but like...
Man.
You know, not yet. Man. Yeah. Okay, just fucking read them, okay? Hooter. I don't need you to make me feel bad about it, okay?
Hooters and the blowjobs.
Porno, please.
It's a porno, my dad.
Okay, God.
But it's like Hootie and the Blowfish, the band.
Hooters and the Blowjobs.
I only want to bang with your hair.
Cracked rear view. like cracked rear view, my right is boobies. Hooters, dude. You know, Sam, bro. You know I'm on. You know Sam, baby. You know where I'm going with this. You know where I'm going with that cracked, with that racked rear view. You know what I'm saying? That's my new character.
Yeah. You know, like.
Dude, you know what I'm saying, dude? That's racked rear views, dude. You know, talk about it right there with this. Dude, you know where I'm going with that. Dude, you know. Dude, this guy knows. This guy knows this what the fuck's up, dude. This guy knows this guy.
Rimorama.
Porno.
As a porno.
Okay. I want to know who these fucking bands are that have these weird names, dude.
They're probably all, like, really bad local bands.
Yeah, they
old
they
guys
have.
Who just want to get, lit, like, spins because of their weird names.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's crazy, dude. All right, you got four left. You ready?
Yeah.
I picked out just for you, Blue Balls Deluxe.
Band.
That's a band.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gag Factor.
Porno.
That's a band.
Son of a bitch.
Man, dude.
I'm off of it.
To be fair, these have been some of my favorites. Yeah. All right, two more for you.
Yes.
Bearded Clams.
I'm going to throw up. Is this a porno?
No.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. Oh, bearded gosh. Clams.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. All right, the very last one of this week's edition of Band or Porno. If you were to get this one correct, Chad, you will end with 7 out of 15. Space pussy.
Band.
That's a band.
Oh, thank God.
And that's how we play Band or Porno.
All right. So actually, I have a Band or Porno list.
What?
Yeah, from our boys at Wax on Wax Lyrico. This is the Australian Band or Porno.
Oh my gosh, I'm all about this.
Surprise, motherfucker. Yeah, so
so I get to play?
You get to play, baby.
Yay!
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I'm so excited. How the turntables.
How the burn fables. Okay, so Slave Widow.
Porno.
Damn it. Okay, yes. Wait. I need to list these. I need to sit to list if you got them right. Yes. Okay. Regurgitator.
That's a band.
Damn it. Natural Born Thrillers.
That's a band.
That's a porno.
Oh, shoot. Natural Born Thrillers.
Wow, that's good.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, yeah, we should do Australian accents. The Hard-Ons.
That's got to be a band.
It's a band.
That's great.
Newlywed Hell. I cannot do an Australian
accent. Newlywed Hell?
Newlywed Hell.
Hell? Oh, that's... Ooh. Man, now I'm... this is what happens to you, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
Now I get it. I'm going to go with... I'm going to say band.
That's a porno.
Oh, shoot. I was going to go porno. You got to go with your gut. You got to put some nuts in the guts.
God.
You got to nut up or shut up and put it Put it right up that gut.
Put it in the butt up. All right. So machine gun fellatio.
Banned.
Yes. I want you to do bad. I want you to do bad so bad. Rope and skin.
Oh, no. Ew. Oh, please. I'm going to say that is a porno.
And it is.
Oh, no.
Okay. Scream feeder.
Band?
Yeah. Yes. God.
I'm killing it, dude. I'm killing it right now.
Front end loader.
Band.
Yes.
Yes.
I think this is longer than 15.
One, two. That's okay. Keep them coming. I'm.
Yeah.
I'm doing well.
Barbara's bush.
Porno.
Yes. Custard.
What is it?
Custard.
I wonder if that means something in Australian. I'm gonna say porno.
That's a ban.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn it all.
All right, this gets harder. The Porn Birds.
The Porn Birds?
Yeah.
A band?
It's a porno.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's also gross. It sounds very gross.
Yeah, it does. I don't like
Gold Rush Boys.
I want it to be a porno, but I'm going to say... No, you know what? I'm going to say porno.
And you got it right, son of a bitch.
Yes, Gold Rush Boys.
That's disgusting. What can that be about? This guy's in 1849, like, miners' costumes.
Real dirty. And
like, we need to find some gold. We gotta and the only place it can be.
In that mine, in that hole. We got to get deep in that hole to find us some diamonds.
Oh, cheese and rice. Okay. The Bushwhackers.
Gold Rush Boys. That's a band.
Yeah, I know. I know you knew that.
And a delicious frozen chocolatey drink.
Yeah. Alcoholic, too.
Yep.
Tattooed flower vase.
Oh, no. What's a flower vase? Right? I'm going to say band.
It's a porno.
Damn it. I knew.
So it's also weird.
Yeah.
Powder finger.
Bam.
Yep.
Yes.
Damn it. Lady Black Rose.
Band.
Porno.
Damn it.
All right. We got three more.
All right.
Chocolate starfish.
Oh, no. I know what that means. Oh, gosh. But I'm hoping a band just chose it as their name. Band.
It's a band.
Oh, thank goodness.
Does that mean a butthole?
Yes.
Chocolate starfish. Ew.
Oh, that's terrible, man.
That's the name of the episode right there,
chocolate
baby.
Chocolate starfish.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is. That's got to be.
Killing Heidi. This is also... Oh, my God.
Band.
It's a band. Yes. My aunt. This is... All right. Before we go to the next one, I'm laughing because it's kind of sad. My aunt died.
Oh, no.
Her name's Heidi.
Oh, my gosh.
My aunt died last month. Her name's Heidi. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Okay. It's fine. That just hit me.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay. You said
she's
band, right?
She's probably just watching over you, listening to us do this right now.
I hope she's not listening to this. Okay. Beads from a petal.
Please be a porno.
It is. Son of a bitch.
How'd I do?
Yeah, let me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All right, so we're 20, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You got 14 out of 20.
Not bad. That is a 70%.
Wow, that's some fast math right there, dude.
Thanks. Man, yeah, that welcome. Was fun. Thanks to our boys over at Wax on Wax Lyrical for sending us that list for band or porno. That was a lot of fun. We're actually going to take a quick break to let you hear from those boys right now.
And now a word from our sponsors.
The Wax On. Ooh, yeah. The Wax On Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Well, get on. Get on
board.
Have you
got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
Wait, this is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come this on. Is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes
sometimes
you
sometimes a little sweet. Makes sometimes you a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit out podcast.
That's okay. We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking for it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears. Just let it...
Is this good?
Let us come is in your good? Ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you, bye-bye. Wax on Wax Circle. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter.
And we're back. I like how I believe it was John tweeted us and was like, what the fuck was up with that random part in the middle where those Australians were talking?
Yeah, and I responded and said, do you listen to the fucking podcast or do you just jerk off the whole time? Because we've talked about Wax and Wax Lyrical at least once per episode.
Yeah, like at least since seven.
Yeah, at least since early on. We've been friends. I don't even know how it happened. I think we just followed him.
Yeah.
I just searched the podcast hashtag and followed a bunch of people. And they were one of them, and now we're friends.
Yeah, we are friends, and it's awesome.
Well, as friends as you can be with people you've never met, but internet friends for sure, which is kind of cool. I know I've got contacts if I ever go to Australia. That's kind of tight.
I would love to go to Australia.
I would also really like to go to Australia. So.
If I ever go there, I want to see them once. I'll make it happen.
I just want to drink a Foster's beer can.
I knew you were going to say Foster's.
Foster. A Foster's beer can with my Australian mates.
I want to slam a tinny with them real bad.
Slam a tinny. Oh, God. That sounds horrible.
I said that right.
So speaking of dead relatives and stuff, I wanted to talk about... Jeez. I've had this in my notes for a while, this story.
Okay. Go ahead.
So my really... It's kind of sad the way this all came up, but I realized that I just have a fear of dead stuff in general.
Okay.
Maybe probably of death, probably of death, but whatever. It's not that deep, but yeah. Okay. So my friend's dad died. And I was at the viewing and, I went up to the casket he was a jokester. Kind of guy, and I just had this fear that he was just gonna pop up and be I gotcha, just to fuck with me. I mean, obviously he didn't do that, but I was just saying, come on,
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
You can't joke about anything, gotta be able to joke about everything. Nothing's sacred.
That's true.
Yeah, no, but look, jokes are a fun way of pointing out the things that no one wants to talk about.
And right? He probably would have wanted you to think that.
Yeah, no, really, yeah. I was just afraid he was going to be like, gotcha, and like, pull my finger, and just like, hop up. Yeah, that didn't happen because he died, but it's fine. Man. Yeah, so, and I realized there that I had this fear because, so on New Year's, we had a party. Mm-hmm. At the house, we had just like 60 or 70 people over. It was actually really awesome, but my friends, and actually one of my friends, like my friend whose dad died, came.
Oh yeah.
Up from like Bloomington, and like he was like, I think at a hotel in Indy with a couple other people, and they came in an Uber, and the Uber, when it was outside of our house, on our road, hit a possum, and it, like, killed this possum.
Oh my gosh!
On our street. And John, Jail John, just was like, yep, this is dead, and picked it up by its tail.
Oh my gosh.
And like took it out back so it wouldn't be in the road anymore.
Wow.
And put it in the fire pit. We didn't burn it. We didn't burn it.
I was gonna say, that would stink.
Yeah, but he put it in this box. He put it in this box in the fire pit. And my friend whose dad died was really drunk that night. Mm-hmm. And he's really into, I think it's a Game of Thrones reference.
Uh-huh.
But like Shadow Walkers, have you heard of that?
No. You're kind of a nerd. I've heard of White Walkers.
Where it's like if something's dead, it'll like become a zombie kind of thing. I don't know.
I mean, in Game of Thrones they do, but they become White Walkers. Like you have to burn them. You have to burn the remains.
Really? Okay. So I think that's what like he was referencing. Anything, I think that's what he was referencing.
Okay.
But he was like, we don't want this possum to become a White Walker.
Yeah.
And he tossed a cinder block on the dead possum to make sure it was dead still. No. Which is awful. It could
have been faking.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if it were faking, when John picked it up, it would have just gone hog wild on him.
Yeah.
And bit him. You know that. Okay, fun fact. You know possum's teeth can bite through Kevlar?
No.
Yeah. The thing that's 10 times stronger than steel that people wear, bulletproof vests, they're made of that? Yeah. They can bite through that.
So a possum could definitely take Superman in a fight.
Something like that. Yeah.
Does Superman wear Kevlar? Or no, cops wear Kevlar.
Yeah, Superman does not wear Kevlar. Okay, yeah. But anyway, all this culminates in, you know, the night goes on, whatever. The next morning, I walk outside. I didn't know any of this had happened. And I just see a fucking possum in our fire pit with a cinder block on top of it. And I was like, what kind of fucking pagan ritual happened out here last night? Someone sacrificed this poor godforsaken possum for some greater higher power out there?
Oh my god. That'd be so confusing.
And I was hungover. That didn't help at all. Yeah, you know, like, but anyway, I fucking I come out and I see this, and I immediately forget everything that I was gonna do. I go back into the house. I say to my roommate Zach, who is inside, I said, hey, what the fuck's going on with this possum? And he's like, yeah, I mean, so last night your friends, their Uber hit it and John put it back there. And then your other friend, Rob, tossed a cinder block on it to make sure it was dead. And I said, oh, okay. All totally makes sense. This makes sense.
Dots have been connected.
yeah, it's fine. And I was like, so what are we gonna do with it? And Zach's like, well, I was hoping you would put it in the trash because I don't want to touch it. And I was like, well, I don't want to fucking touch it. But I ended up touching it, and I was just so afraid the whole time carrying this dead possum that It was going to bite me. But I knew it was dead. It sat out with a cinder block on top of it all night. But I was like, I just have this fear that, like, it wasn't dead.
Pull my finger.
Yeah, no, like, whenever any... I'm just afraid that with stuff's not really dead ever. Like funerals are always weird because I, like, my grandma, my great-grandma died a couple years ago. I went up to the casket, and I was just, like, afraid she was just going to, like, pop up. You know, yeah. I hate that. It's weird. I hate that so much.
It's weird to see someone dead. Like, I mean, like, I know that sounds really, like, a weird way to say that.
Well, no, it's true, though, too.
But, I mean, like, I don't know how else to say it. It is weird because you're like, no, that's not right. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really weird. Yeah.
I think if you'd shake them, they'll wake up, but nope. Hey. So how it works. Grandma, you're missing Andy Griffith. He's on. Andy Griffith. Don Knotts. Actually, he'll be there soon. To join. Wow, that was fucking good, Don Thanks, Knotts. Man. How's that never come up, man?
I don't know, man. We don't talk about Don Knotts a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't come up in conversation a lot. I guess it's, didn't he die? Don Knotts is dead.
Probably.
For sure.
Let me Google that. Is Don Knotts faking it? Is Don Knotts dead?
Is he faking it?
Oh, dude, he died in 2006.
Holy hell. Yeah, so that was right around when my grandma...
He didn't get to see the rise of Demi Lovato's Instagram.
Huh?
No, what? Demi Lovato released her first record in 2008, and now what she does is post very good selfies on Instagram and Snapchat all day long because she has money and can do that.
What do you mean very good? Like she's like
she's
a hottie?
She's very pretty. She is hot. She's very attractive. I've been in love with Demi Lovato forever.
I'm into Demi Lovato, dude.
Demi, I know you're listening.
Oh, I'm on her. Yep. These are good.
Demi, I know you listen regularly. If you're ever in the Nashville area, I want to ride in your helicopter real bad.
Oh.
That's not a euphemism either.
Wait. Is she lesbian? Maybe. Imagine that happening?
Well, I mean, she has that song Cool for the Summer, which is totally about licking labia.
That's the first time we've said labia on the Dad Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
A scientifically correct term instead of pissy.
Ew. Wow. All right, I got to get off her Instagram. This is incredible, though. I'll be back.
I don't want to be around. I'll be back. I'll be back.
Oh, don't you worry, Demi. I know you're up late wondering if I'm going to be scrolling through the gram, I will. Baby.
We'll be back.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Dude, so on our way home tonight.
No,
We went
on your
went over to a friend's house and ate some chicken. And on our way back Miranda turns on her trap music. And I'm like, hey, can we listen to the High School Musical soundtrack? So we listened to like 8 High School Musical songs, and then I started playing songs from 2008. And let me tell you, it was lit. Like 30 minutes. We played like a verse and a chorus and would switch to a new song.
Oh, okay.
I don't normally like doing that, but we were we were reliving 2008, and y'all, you need to do that sometime because there were some bangers.
As long as you listen to Breaking Free all the way through, I don't care.
We did. We listened to that one all the way through.
Dog. I had this like time. I think it was like early fall, maybe October, November. I remember it being nice out where I played every day after work. I would listen to Breaking Free on the way home and just sing it out my boy Efron, you know?
You know what's funny about that song though?
He didn't sing it.
He didn't sing it.
Drew Seeley sang it.
That is exactly right.
Yeah, bitch. I know. I know my high school. Man. Fucking try school me on High School Musical trivia, baby.
Ooh, let's break out that High School Musical trivial pursuit.
All right, so we're going to bring back our 15-year-old grudge segment.
Oh, yeah.
So that we can... No, I'm just kidding. That'd be a 9-year-old grudge.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, High School Musical, 9 years old. Weird. No, it's from 06.
Yeah, no,
isn't
the
it?
First one was from 06.
I was in 8th grade. Yeah. Yes, and I was like...
Yeah.
I was like, high school's going to be so fucking cool. And then I got to high school and everyone's like, you're fat. You're a fat piece of shit. And I was like, high school's not cool.
I'm sorry. That tickled me. That tickled me so good.
That's not true, man. I was popular. No one said that.
Yeah, no. We had great high school careers for having dead bones.
Dude, high school is the best 4 years of my life. No, it wasn't. I hate, never trust anyone who says high school was the best 4 years of their life because they probably still wear their fucking Letterman jacket. And then people are like, I remember, oh my God, in college,
yeah,
people would always get shit for wearing their Letterman jacket. And they were like, I was in this group, overheard at IWU. And it's just like, yeah, like, you know, you hear something funny on campus, you post it on Facebook.
This
to try
was before
to like,
Yik Yak was a real thing.
Yeah, true. This is like 2011, 2012. And people would give people shit for wearing Letterman jackets. or like they'd make fun of high schoolers for wearing their Letterman jackets like on their college visits.
Mm-hmm.
And people would defend them to the T with their teeth. I don't know that idiom, but like,
call me.
Good joke. Yeah, no. So like, oh, good bit, dude. Good bit. No, yeah. So they, so people would be like, okay, you need to stop fucking chewing so loud. All right.
Sorry.
Quit it. Cut it out. Stop. You just keep you.
I moved away from the mic.
No, you just keep putting more in your mouth. Just stop.
I'm
just
hungry.
just so many. It's like a constant stream of Cheez-It to your gullet. It's never. I keep thinking you're going to stop, and you just keep grabbing more. Anyway, okay. So for everyone at home, Cameron is just fucking. He might as well have a waterfall of Cheez-Its just rolling, streaming into this. So remember that big mouth, that big old...
They're Star Wars shaped. Look, that's Chewbacca.
Oh, shit. That's badass. I would eat those, too. Anyway, yeah. So people would defend the Letterman jacket. And they're like, I paid $250 for the jacket. You think I'm not going to wear it after high school? And I was like, no. Do you wear your class ring every day, you dumb fucking idiot? No, you don't. It's a keepsake. You put it somewhere. Buy a different jacket for $70. And it'd be just as comfortable. You'll be fine. There's nothing. You know, that's all you have to do. You just buy a new fucking jacket for less money.
Maybe
it's
one
fine.
With real leather.
Instead of pleather. And all your fucking high school accomplishments on it.
Mine had a bowling pin for being...
If that doesn't sum up Cameron Weaver...
For being a varsity bowler...
Cameron was on the varsity bowling team.
Yeah, you bet your ass I wasn't on that JV scrub-ass, bitch-ass JV bowling team, bitch.
I'm going to cry.
And then I also had a bunch of music notes from band.
You fucking nerd.
Oh, man.
Oh, you bowled and you were in band.
I bowled
and I was
a band and bowling boy.
So someone who did band was in like the least... physically demanding sport ever, pretty much.
I need to wipe off my mic, hold on.
Yeah, you do. I hate you
little
so much. I'm gonna find someone else to do this fucking podcast. I don't need you. It's true. Yeah, you do all the sound stuff. That's really nice of you. Yeah, so anyway, Letterman jackets, don't wear those after high school. Don't even wear them in high school. Just don't.
Dude, that's a lot of your parents' money.
Yeah, just put it in the closet like everybody else.
Just be in the closet like everybody.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Sexuality is on a continuum scale anyway, so it's all good. You know, it's wherever you want to be at on it. You're there. You can
this
be there.
This Cheez-It is shaped like the Millennium Falcon.
Cool. You just need to mute your mic.
This one's an X-Wing.
I'm fucking deleting you.
From life. Just,
from everything.
Look at this Stormtrooper helmet.
Can you eat a less crunchy snack for the love of God? Oh, Cam. That's why people don't listen to us.
People listen to us regardless.
I know, but... Oh,
look
just
at this
stop.
Star Trek cheese. It's 3-2-D2, my favorite.
Do you want to grow? Do you want this thing to grow?
I'm growing right now.
I know. I'm watching you. You're like Violet Beauregard. You just keep getting yellower and more yellow.
That's racist.
More yellow and more square. That's racist?
I'm just kidding. Hey, everybody. Now it's we're winding down. We've had a lot of laughs this episode. We've had a good time. It's now time to move on to one of our other favorite segments where we read your hate mail.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? I thought you were going to do ASMR. I don't think we have any.
No, we do. We got it while we were recording. Austin, not my brother, but Austin.
Oh, the other guy, the other Austin.
Yes. Sent us some hate mail. And I'm going to read it right now.
Is that your Arnold Schwarzenegger impression?
These cheese up his ship like C-3PO. That was the worst Arnold Schwarzenegger ever.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible, actually.
Get to the chopper. That was not as good.
Get to the chopper.
Okay, that was Kermit the Frog having sex with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Kermit. I love you, Kermit.
Hello,
Kermy. The only thing I could ever do was fucking Stitch, and it was that was bad too.
Oh my gosh! Every freaking kid and their brother in elementary school when that movie came out would come to school and be like, "How?" And it's like, okay, anyone can do Stitch if you like suck dicks.
Oh, this one's actually is from Austin.
Yeah.
You want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is technically...
I gotta reply to some Tinder messages anyway.
Oh, you busy boy. I didn't like that.
Go on.
This one comes from Austin. No subject. Just too busy to fill in that subject line, huh? Didn't want to put in a subject line. To our eldest man-child and Chad. First off, why the hell have we, in parentheses Miranda and Austin, not been featured on any podcasts up to this point? We are solely responsible for you guys even having any listeners whatsoever. If it weren't for my secret creepy admirer who hijacked my email and gave you your first bit of somewhat entertaining material by calling you guys out on your shitty podcast in the form of hate mail. That was a really long sentence, and it's still going. You probably would have scrapped this terrible idea by week 3. Instead, everyone who gave you guys a pity listen saw how easy it is to bash the shit out of you taint ticklers.
Taint ticklers!
And were luckily able to create some content for your half-ass attempt at a podcast. All I'm asking is for you gooch goblins. Gooch goblins! Taint ticklers and gooch goblins.
Gooch Goblins, interesting term.
Gooch Goblins is my favorite band. To give credit where credit is due. On another note, we have some life advice for each of you individually. First off, Chatty Daddy. Oh boy, Chad, they're about to rip you, I think.
Oh no.
Oh, Chad. Chad, Chad, Chad. We have listened to this podcast from the beginning, and having to listen to you change from a strong, independent, single dad bod...
I knew this was going to happen.
To the likeness of a pussy-whipped, beaten-down puppy dog chained to a tree is absolutely demoralizing.
It's not just demoralizing for them. Think of me.
We were afraid you were beginning to show signs of Stockholm Syndrome. Hopefully your lying ass actually dumped her last week. Because...
You're lying
ass. Oh, man. Because if this polyamorous, a.k.a. young and confused, chick wastes any more of your life, which in turn wastes all of our lives...
Oh my god.
that we would rather take a bath with a plugged-in toaster than listen to any more sob stories about how you let some titties with two D's in there for you.
Oh, yes.
Titties get in the way of good and logical decision-making. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, but titties are cool.
Titties are cool. Hashtag titties are cool.
I want that on my grave. Titties are cool.
You can put that Chad on a t-shirt.
That's our next dad bod t-shirt.
Titties are cool with two D's.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Cameron, you need to get your life together. For example, oh, spoiler alert, Austin and Miranda are pregnant.
Oh, shit. Is this the official announcement?
Apparently, because they're saying, for example, we start to worry about our future child potentially being left in your care when your most recent car ride music request was the High School Musical soundtrack. We just talked about this.
Oh, full circle.
Your lack of emotional stability and overall mental wellness is painfully apparent. Okay, this is too real.
I was going to say.
I need to eat a Cheez-It real quick. Hold on.
Oh, my God. It doesn't just annoy the listeners. It annoys me.
Stop rejecting dates from girls who are clearly interested because, quote, you can't afford coffee, end quote.
Shit.
Those three new Star Wars X-Wing miniature ships sitting on your shelf would say otherwise.
Oh, fuck.
Either out of the closet or grow a pair and realize that not every woman on Earth is going to... Oh, my gosh. Hold on, I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
It's in the hate mail. You have to say it. It's the rule.
Oh, boy. Either come out of the closet or grow a pair and realize that not every woman on Earth is going to ditch you and become impregnated by someone of the Oriental persuasion. With love and apprehensive optimism for your futures, Austin and Miranda. P.S. The burps, chewing into the mics, and kissing noises have got to stop. Your unprofessional slob kebabs.
Okay, two of those three things are solely Cameron, for the record.
Yeah.
And I actually just, in this episode, told him to stop doing that.
Those noises make me gag. That was from Miranda.
Get the f*** out. I'm podcasting. Get the f*** out. Stop being a c***. Get the f***. Stop. F***ing busy. Yeah, I can't wait till I'm... You know what? Go to hell. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. That was so aggressive. I thought you guys were literally having a fight.
We are fighting. I want them to get the hell out of my room and try and podcast.
I'm so, like, nervous.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about my roommate, Zach. When he gets drunk, it's kind of like that little brother syndrome where they just try to annoy people. So you have to be very firm and say, get the fuck out of here. Okay, yeah. So let's edit this. Let's edit that.
PPS. Feature me on your damn podcast if you want to actually get good content from start to finish. If not, I understand that you both are content with mediocrity in every facet of your miserable lives. So it's all good. And that's from Austin. Thanks, Austin, Miranda. I'm moving out.
I want to note that I'm very proud of Austin, or I guess maybe that guy hijacked his email or whatever, but the guy who hijacked his email always said PSS and not PPS, but mm-hmm. I noticed just now that it was PPS, so.
Well, Miranda helped write that email, I'm assuming, so Miranda did that.
Yeah, she's smarter than him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so two or three of the things that you guys don't like are only Cameron, and he's doing one of them right fucking now. I hate you.
No, you don't.
I really think I hate you.
No, you don't. Stop it.
No, I'm not going to say I'm not kidding.
You don't hate me.
I mean, maybe.
No, don't you don't hate me.
I might a little.
No, stop it.
I don't hate you. I hate what you do.
Stop it. You love me, and you love what I do.
I love you. I really don't love the eating thing, but it's fine.
Look at this stack of 8 Cheez-Its.
Oh my god, and you're going to put them all in your fucking gullet, and you're just going to chew them right there by the mic, huh? I can't fucking listen to that. I can't listen to it anymore. I had to take my headphones off. It's horrible. It's a horrible sound.
Chad, where can they find you online?
Yes, you guys can find me online. You can find me at Chad Hoy. That is spelled C-H-A-D-H-O-Y. On Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And Facebook.com/Chad.Hoy. And that's spelled C-H-A-D.H-O. Just so you guys know, I'm not mixing up the spellings on you. And give our Facebook page a like. And if you just search the Dad Podcast on Facebook, you should be able to find it. It's the same photo as on all of our social medias. And then the Dad Podcast Twitter is the_DadPodcast. And Cameron tweets little funny videos and stuff on there, and that's fun. And also,
hell yeah,
I get on there and I'm like, hey, rate and review our podcast, and no one fucking does it. God. Yeah, hey, if you've made it this far and you do like the Dad Podcast, maybe think about giving us a review and a rating, but like a genuine one. Don't be hateful on there, because that would be bad.
Send hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com.
Yeah, send the hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com. But for real, we would love it if you guys would rate and review us. And if you listen to the Dad Podcast and you have a Twitter that you do use, just tweet out like #DBC and like something funny that happened in the episode. Get people interested. Tell people to listen to us, because we like doing this. We think it'd be cool if more people listened. So yeah, give us a rate and review. That'd be really cool. Cam, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Twitter at LavinousCam2. That's LavinousCam2. And on Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This has been the Dad Podcast. We upload videos every Monday, every week on Monday. And we've done that all year so far.
Episodes. You said video. Videos. Whoops. We did not. We
guys,
never
I'm,
upload
I'm
videos.
I'm such a YouTuber.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. What's up?
But we are thinking about putting out like video version of the podcast on our YouTube that we have
eventually,
because
yes.
we haven't really used that. Yeah. So if you'd like that, let us know in the comments down below. Yeah. And Cam, it looks like you got something else to say. Oh, Cam tried to burp, but he threw up in his mouth.
I did.
You fucking cretin.
Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And hey, try Baconator this week. It's a pretty good burger. Just think about it. Wendy, sponsored by Wendy's. Thanks, guys, for the $50. We don't have any money for Wendy's. Those are just good burgers. Okay, so thanks for listening. Have good times. Have good daytimes.